It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Some members of the local Boeing Machinists Union are calling for a vote on the new contract offer. They plan to rally tomorrow in support of their demands. Local leadership says the new offer is not all that different from the offer members rejected 2-1 in November. They say that's why they're not putting it forward for a vote. Today, the company's commercial airplane division president, Ray Connor, blamed local union leadership for the lack of the contract extension. Elizabeth Ford has served as a mediator and arbitrator in labor and employment disputes. She's a visiting assistant professor at Seattle University School of Law. She's with us now. Professor Ford, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
We have heard over the past week or so a lot of back and forth over this new contract extension offer that Boeing put on the table last week. The Machinist Union Local 751 president, Tom Robleski, said the offer is off the table. There's nothing to vote on. Boeing says it isn't off the table. Why are we getting these conflicting messages?
Well, I think that in part it's an effort to sort of assess or maybe to even take advantage of some division within the union and its membership. And I've been trying to think about what's a good analogy to try to sort of understand what's going on here. And here's the best I could come up with. Imagine that you, Marcy, are buying a car for your family, and you're in the car dealership, and the dealership says, offers you the car for $10,000. And you say, well, I think that's too much. I'm not going to buy this car. And the dealer sort of turns to his phone, picks it up, and calls your husband and asks, what he thinks.
Wow.
So in some ways, this is sort of saying, at the negotiation table, sort of saying, well, let me really ask the folks on whose behalf you are negotiating.
Is this a common strategy?
It happens sometimes, and certainly it is tempting to sort of try to reassess what the other party in negotiation is telling you across the table, right? Try to say, well, I'm not sure I believe that. Let me go ask the membership.
Why would the union local leadership not put this contract extension proposal to its membership?
You know, in labor negotiations, not every proposal needs to be voted by the membership. So the question of ratification is one that's usually determined by the union's bylaws, that is, their agreement with their membership. And usually that the negotiators decide at what point either the offer is good enough to recommend or they believe it's the best they can get, and so they bring it to the members to decide. But not every proposal is voted on by the membership.
I'm talking with Elizabeth Ford, who is an expert on labor affairs. She's a visiting law professor at Seattle University. We have heard Governor Inslee step in, other local political leaders, the mayor of Everett, for example, have waded into this dispute. What kind of role can government play?
Well, what government can do really is exercise its power of persuasion, its bully pulpit, to affect the sort of political configuration of the potential vote. But they don't have a technical role in the negotiation. So it really is more of a political role.
Interesting. According to the Associated Press, we've been hearing reports that Washington state officials have been also courting Airbus, a major competitor for Boeing. What kind of impact does this news have on labor negotiations between Boeing and its union members?
Sure, that. So it does certainly potentially change the configuration of leverage, right? So right now we have Boeing asserting some negative leverage by saying, if you don't agree, we will at least explore other offers, if not take the work somewhere else. If there is a better alternative behind there, then it weakens their position somewhat. Although on the union side, unless those workers would be also organized, they have a sort of question about which is preferable.
Well, one of the big questions coming out of all this, of course, for Washington State and the people who are impacted economically by Boeing, there's that stake. But for unions in general across the country, what's at stake as we watch this?
Yeah, what's at stake, I'm afraid, are defined benefit pensions. So this is such a huge forum for that debate or that sort of conflict to be playing out. The question is whether or not workers are going to have any access to those defined benefit pensions as opposed to the sort of a savings account kind of pension that we've come to think of as the only kind of pension available. In fact, I was asking some law students, I spend a lot of time with law students, and they're in their sort of late 20s. I asked a group, you know, what's a pension? And the uniform answer was, it's a savings account.
Wow.
So that sort of question in the culture is already shifting, and I'm afraid the stakes here have to do with whether those defined benefit pensions will be available at all.
Elizabeth Ford has served as a mediator and arbitrator in labor and employment disputes. She's a visiting assistant professor at Seattle University School of Law. Thanks for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.
I'm Marcy Silman with Ross Reynolds, and you're with The Record on KUOW.